It's called the power of his resurrection. Called the power of his resurrection. The Holy Spirit's been showing us, we've been looking into Philippians 3, haven't we? And the Holy Spirit's been picking out some phrases there. Laying hold on the prize. Is that good? You see that language? Laying hold on the prize. Of the excellence, the surpassing greatness, the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Wow. I mean, he says it's gain. He says it's gain. He says it's advantage. The supreme blessing of knowing you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's wonderful. Young people, the Lord wants, he wants you to know him as friend. As friend. Praise God. He loves you. He says, I haven't called you servants, I've called you friends. He's to be your best friend, young people. And we're going to see a little bit about it here today. So Philippians 3 and verse 10. That I may know him. Oh, is that what it's all about? Is that what everything is about? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. In other words, all the blessings that come to us from out of his sufferings, I want to be in relationship with them. Every blessing that's come out of his sufferings. Being conformed to his death. Praise God. We're going to see some of that as we look here this morning. Praise God. When you get born again, there's a wonderful word that's used in Romans 6. You're united to Christ. Before you get saved, there's you there and there's Christ here. And when you get born again, you are united to him and the two become one. The two become one. You're utterly and completely, if you're saved, if you're born again, you're totally united, totally one with Christ. It's wonderful. Praise God. Now, we're also one with one another. You see, when you're one with Christ, you're one with everyone who's also in Christ. There's only one body. Can you see that? So wherever we go and wherever we meet people, you soon find whom they're in relationship with. They start talking about Jesus and all that he's done for them and the wonder of him. And you thought, I'm one with you. Is that right? Praise God. You see, you don't have to do anything about church unity. Really is the truth. We do some things. We're already one. Totally one. Indivisible in Christ. It's wonderful. Praise God. It's more a question of celebrating when you get together with other Christians. The unity that we already have, rather than trying to put anything together. It's wonderful. It's a freeing life. Praise God. So I'm united. We'll just have a look at this word here for a couple of minutes. I'm united, and I'm joined to everything that he is. Jesus Christ. I'm joined to everything he is. So I've become one, united with him. And every part of his victory, I'm united to. United to, one with every part of his victory. Praise God. We're going to, we're going to have a look at this union, this unified, this united to, joined to Christ. It means one with him for a start, but it also has this word united. It also has another meaning of sprouting into life. Praise God. So we're united to Christ, sprouting into all the life that he is. Praise God. This is the picture of the believer in Christ. It's wonderful. So we're going to explore a little tiny bit here this morning. United to him. So Colossians 3 and verse 3 says, he died. Anyone believe Jesus died? We got the word there. He was crucified. He died. He died. Colossians 3 verse 3 says, you died. You see, we're talking about united, joined to him in his death, joined to him, you died. Romans 6:3 says, as many of us as were baptized into Jesus as many of us as were united with Jesus, as many of us are one with Jesus, were baptized into his death. I was united, joined, one with his death. Praise God. Now, Jesus, he died with all the sin of the world on him. Is that right? He died with all the sin of the world on him, and you and me, sinners, crucified with him. Praise God. You and me, sinners, crucified with him, all the sin of the world on him, and you and me, sinners, crucified with him. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. Is that right? Praise God. See, we're looking at what this united to him really, really means. He was buried. You and I were buried. This is what it says in Romans 6 and verse 4. We were buried with him. Glory to God. So we died. We've been buried with him. See, Jesus took us on a journey 2,000 years ago that we're only finding out about now. It's only since we got saved we're discovering that we were part, united to what he did over 2,000 years ago. Praise God. And so the scripture shows us what this journey was that we went with him. And this is what we're discovering to our delight. Praise God. And finding out about now. The old person that I was, that old sinner that I was, crucified and buried and gone forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, we can live in all this truth. We can live in all this truth. Jesus was raised out of that tomb, and you and I were raised with him. We were raised with him. We've been celebrating. He didn't come out of the tomb on his own. He came out with all of us who are united to him. Glory to God. This is the victory, the glory. This is the power of his resurrection that we're having a look at here today. Co-raised with Christ. So, what was left behind? What was left behind in the tomb? What was left behind? All the sin of the whole world. All left behind. Jesus triumphed over the whole thing. So the sin was all left behind, and the wages of sin was all left behind. The punishment for sin was all left behind. The punishment was on him. The punishment will never be on you or on me, believer in Christ. You see, people say, well, I feel I ought to be punished for what I've done. No, he was punished. This is this glorious gospel that you and I are free of the punishment that was due for our sin. Glory to God, because it's all left, it's left behind. And me and you and me, the sinners, also left behind. The sin was left behind. The wages of sin was left behind. And we, the sinners, all left behind. The old person, the old one that we were, that cared less about God. Glory to God. Jesus broke free. The Father raised him. But the Father raised you and me as well. Glory to God. And this is the power of his resurrection. Praise you, Jesus. He's no longer carrying the sin of the whole world, and he's freed from the sin of the whole world, and I'm joined to him, freed from the sin of the whole world. Glory to God. This is the gospel that we believe. Praise God. You and I, born again believers, we broke free with him. The scripture says, co-raised with Christ, joined together in his resurrection. In Christ, I'm freed from sin. I'm freed from the wages of sin. I'm free from the punishment that goes with sin. I'm free from the guilt that goes with sin. I'm freed from the shame that goes with sin. I'm freed from the condemnation that goes with sin. No, I've been freed from the whole package of it. He rose out completely free. It was never his sin. It was the sin of the whole world. He rose right out of it. Praise God. If you went back into the tomb, if you went back into the tomb, they had to look, it was empty. It was empty, and the cloths were all nicely folded up because the work was beautifully finished. Hallelujah. This is the one that you and I are joined to. It doesn't matter what kind of sin pattern you can think of, you're actually freed from it in Christ. No, you are actually freed from it. Praise God. You see, we see things in our lives and you think, I'm not free of that. No, you're freed from it. It's when we get hold of the truth, it's when we start believing the truth, we come into this freedom. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the thing is. You think, well, this thing has dogged me for years. You're freed. As soon as we start saying, no, Lord, I'm freed from that. I'm dead indeed to that. I'm freed from that. As soon as we start living like that, we start living in the freedom that's fully provided in Christ. Is it wonderful? Praise God. And Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. This is what we're talking about, the power of this resurrection. And young people, you see, Jesus frees you from everything that's bad. And he brings you into everything that's good. That's why you stay close to him. He's looking to bring you into everything that's good and out from everything that's bad, because he's already freed you from it. Wonderful. Now, it doesn't end there. Jesus ascended into heaven. Anyone ever heard of that? Jesus ascended into heaven. Acts 1 verse 9. While they watched, while the disciples watched, they stood there watching. Jesus was raised up off of the ground, and they looked up towards heaven where he went to, and it says a cloud hid him from their sight. Who's the cloud? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Jesus was lifted up off the ground, and the cloud hid him from their sight. God the Father has done the very same for us. Oh no, we're united in everything. We're united in that glorious ascension into heaven. Here it is. It's in Ephesians 2. God our Father, he's done the same for us. God who is rich in mercy. Oh, he's rich in it. He's rich in mercy. And because of his great love with which he loved us. Young people, you're not only just loved with a love, but you're loved with a great love. The love of God for you. Oh, it's the great love with which he has loved us. A great love with which he loved us. He made us alive together with Christ. That's the power of his resurrection. Straight out the tomb, raised up together with Christ. It says, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God! He's done the very, very same for us. Jesus ascended and was taken into heaven, into the presence of the Father. And the scripture tells us, the Holy Spirit tells us, that God has, everyone has put their faith in Christ. He's raised us all up together. This is not for some special few Christians. This is for everyone who's put their faith in Christ. And it says in Colossians 3 and verse 3, you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Just as the cloud of the Holy Spirit came and hid him from their sight, he has taken you up also and hidden you in Christ at God's right hand. Is that wonderful? Praise God. Now, see, the world sees you. Your mates see you. Relatives see you. But they can't see you spiritually. They can't see you spiritually. They just see you there. No, they can't see this. They can't see you spiritually. It's the Holy Spirit who shows somebody where they are now positioned from the Word. Can you see it? Hidden with Christ in God. They will see the fruit of it. Oh, they'll see the fruit of it. If you're seated there in that presence of Almighty Father in Christ Jesus, they're going to see fruit coming through your lives. They're going to see peace. So where is this peace coming from? Where is this gentleness coming from? Where is this kindness coming from? It's because we're hid with Christ in God. Is it wonderful? You see, we live by faith, not sight. We're not living by sight. We're living by faith in what God says. He says where we're positioned, and we believe that position that we have in Christ, and so we start to live out of the good of all of that. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Let's explore a little bit where we're seated. Will that be quite good? Philippians 2 and verse 9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every other name. Because you and I are in God, we also are highly exalted. You see, if we're in Christ, we're in the same position as he's in. He's not just so, well, we lift you up a little bit over the pressures and the situations that you're in. No. Highly exalted. See, every time I sing, you know, Lord, you are highly exalted, I think I'm there as well. You didn't do this. I didn't do this. We didn't earn this. This is the position that he, the Father, out of his great love, has decided that's for you. And we can live in the good of this. It's wonderful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. He's highly exalted us. He's raised us up together with Christ in that highly exalted position and seated us at God's right hand. It says, and given him the name which is above every name. Praise God. That means that you and I are in the one who has been given the name which is above every name. I'm in Christ Jesus, in whom no name is over. Every name is under him. Well, but that's my position. That's your position in Christ. So everything that can be named, the powers of that come from this world, they're all under you, and they're all outside of Christ, and you're in Christ in that highly exalted position. It takes time for this to sink in. Praise God. I mean, this is the teaching of the Apostle Paul here, and some of them said his teachings is a bit strange, a bit hard to grasp, because he could see. He was shown by the Holy Spirit, and we now can be shown by the Holy Spirit because we have what's been set down for him. So anything that you can name that's destructive, fear, disappointment, sorrow, you are highly exalted above it. Oh, no, not just barely, over this. No, highly exalted. You're as far removed as it's possible to be removed from destructive powers on this earth. Glory to God. I've something sickness, struggles, loneliness. I mean, when you think of illnesses or things like that, and you think, Lord, I'm highly exalted and in Christ, far above everything that can ever be named, you start to get a different perception of where you are, and a different enabling to be able to receive from Christ. I mean, does he want you there in him sick? Jesus, you're in him, in the center of Christ, highly exalted above everything that can be named in this age or in the age to come. This is our true position in him. It says in Philippians 2:10 that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth. I'm a born-again believer. I'm in Christ, to whom every knee must bow. They must bow to Christ. So the powers of this world that will come to try and destroy me, they have to bow the knee to Christ. Sorrow that looks to come upon me has to bow the knee to Christ. I refuse it. Disappointments there can be situations that are difficult to go through in life, but when you see yourself in this highly exalted position in Christ, you think, all that stuff, I'm freed from it. I'm freed from it. It's real, but I'm freed from it. That's the difference in Christ. Praise God. Now, we're just finishing up. Where and what is this place that you and I are seated in with Christ? Well, the answer is in Ephesians 1 verse 20. At God the Father's right hand. This is where Jesus is seated. God raised him up and seated him, Ephesians 1:20, at God the Father's right hand. That's my position now. That's your position now as a believer. So you at his right hand is the place of power. Is that right? At God's right hand is the place of power. So all the power of the Father flows to you who are seated right beside him in Christ. I mean, it's... Nothing becomes impossible. Nothing becomes impossible because of the power position that we're seated in. He's not holding back. Father's not holding back any power that can be flowed to you, can be flooded to you. He's not holding anything back. He's given you that position that you might enjoy. He says you'll receive power when that the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you'll start to see where you're really positioned in Christ. Look at verse 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. We sang it in one of the songs this morning. Praise God. But the question is, do you see it for you? See, it's true for you. Praise God, it's true for you. Put your faith in Christ. Far above all principality and power, now, might and dominion, that's any power that can be on the earth. Christ Jesus is far above it, highly exalted above it, and you are in him. Praise God. So you take a totally different view of things that are taking place. I'm not just a little bit above. I'm far above all dominion, all power, all might, because I'm in him. None of this is me. No, this is him. You see, we're co-heirs with Christ, united with him. Everything he has, he freely shares with us. This is what he wanted from all eternity, that we could be in this position. Praise God. I mean, Here's some of the power statements that are on the earth. There's massive unemployment and there's no jobs available and young people can't get jobs anymore. You are highly exalted above that statement at the right-hand side of the Father, and his power can provide everything that you need for life and godliness, already given it to you. You see, when you start to see from another position, pray. Praise God. I mean, at the present time, I've got some family members that are in a very, very bad position at the moment and have to sell their house and move out of their house and things like that. And we had a meeting here on Thursday, and John was leading us through some scriptures. And he was saying that, like Abraham, didn't look at his own body. Didn't look at where the problem was. Didn't look at where the lack was. But he gave glory to God. And so I started to do that during the week. I said, right, this situation, Lord, that looks so impossible and so dreadful, I'm going to give glory to you now for the answer and stop looking at the problem of this. And some amazing things have taken place in this week for that particular family. I mean, employment came completely unexpectedly. Wonderful employment that was needed. A contract with the Ministry of Defence. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. You see, the Father is unlimited. He's unlimited in what he can do. And we're in that place of power where he can provide anything and everything that's needed at any stage in life. Glory to God. You'll never be able to get a deposit for a house. No, that's a word statement. Young people now, never ever able to get a deposit on a house. It's just so far out of reach. I mean, you just start thinking £25,000. You just start thinking £35,000 deposit needed for a house. You think, well, that's me gone. No! No! I'm seated at the right-hand side in Christ of the one who owns all the silver, all the gold, the cattle on 1,000 hills. He says the whole world and everything in it and all the people in it are his. That's who I'm seated beside in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You see, it just blows these statements away. Everyone gets those kind of diseases as they get older. Oh, well, that's what the world tells you. You're 50 now and it all starts, you know, we're all running downhill now. No, 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 no. No, seated in him who is my life at the right-hand side of Heavenly Father, praise you, who flows all health and wholeness and recovery and strength and might and power to me from out of his Spirit. Glory to God. It's wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. We live by faith, not by sight. Praise God. What things try to bring damage to you from this world? What things are of an anxious bring an anxious response from you concerning your life? Because these are the things that God wants us totally freed from. He wants you to say, Lord, what am I doing with this concern about this? What am I? Your Father knows you have need of these things before we ever ask him. He knows what we have need of. And he is our provider and is delighted to provide everything that we need. Praise God. Praise God. The bigger the thing seems like to you. You know, you need a change of car or something like that. You think, well, it's thousands, so it just seems out of my reach at the moment. No, you reach to Father. Say, right, Father, you know my need here. I receive this from you. I receive this from you. I receive this from you. Because you see yourself positioned at his right hand, who loves you. Loves you. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, the one who blew everything in the parable, the lost son, as he's so called, when he came back, the full robe on him, the sandals on, the ring and the finger, the feasting starts, the dancing and the celebration. Glory to God. You see, Father loves a party. He loves a celebration. And he wants us, his children, so well cared for and so loved and so provided for that we can't wait to come together to praise him because of what he's done for us. It's wonderful. Praise God. Your future in Christ is without limit. The question is, will you and I see ourselves where God sees us? Will you live from out of this power? Will you let him open doors and will you let him do things for you that he wants to do? He loves you so much. Father, we praise you. We pray. I mean, spend some more. I mean, see, this is worthy of you getting hold of these truths and making them so real to yourself. Praise God. You see, because the worldly things, they creep in. The thoughts try to creep in. The suggestions start to creep in. So we have to have this truth so big in us that those kind of thoughts, they just fall away. because we're thinking straight. Father says, I want you thinking straight. He says, I make straight paths for your feet. Isn't that what we heard earlier on this morning? I want you thinking straight. I want you thinking according to my word so that you can come into everything that I've got for you. Praise God. I mean, what about say, Father, I'm receiving health. I'm receiving the help that I need from your hand right now. I choose to sit beside you, Father. I choose to see myself seated beside you, and I choose to see myself receiving a flood of power into my body to heal me, to correct my twisted thinking. Jesus, that we might think straight like the Word thinks and be totally freed into the freedom that you've won for us. Father, praise you. Father, praise you. Father, praise you. It would be worth just listening to this again. It'd be worth. I listen to this. This word is for me. This is not something I get and I give. No, this is something that's for me. I'm part of this.